Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were senators in 2008, and they voted for the bank bailout. With 2020 hindsight, what do they think of it now? And why does that matter? It matters because there are two possible directions that the Democratic Party can take in 2016. One would be to celebrate the Obama administration's efforts to combat the Great Recession and stimulate the recovery. Democrats could argue that all the doom and gloom predictions of the Republicans about the stimulus, the Affordable Care Act, the actions of the Fed to keep interest rates down have not come true. The private sector has created millions of jobs. The unemployment rate is back where it was before the crisis hit in 2008, and the government made a profit on all the financial assistance to banks. Thus, electing a Democrat in 2016 will continue all the good stuff. The alternative approach, and one supported by the populist wing of the Democratic Party, is to stress the contradictions of the recovery from the Great Recession. Productivity growth has been substantial, but the median income of year-round full-time workers is lower today than it was in 2007. Official unemployment is down, but the employment-to-population ratio is a full 3 percentage points lower than it was in 2008, and millions of people have lost their homes. Meanwhile, the banks are larger and more profitable than before the crash. The top 1% has gained almost all the increased income that has been experienced since the official end of the recession in 2009. Thus, inequality has increased. The recovery has been for the banks and the super rich, not for the rest of us. Now consider two alternative views of the rescue of the financial system in 2008-2009, the bailout. Government policy hit a reset button and permitted the financial system to avoid virtually all of the pain generated by the housing bubble and the 2008 crisis. Some say it was the only way to prevent a rerun of the Great Depression. Others think the government missed a golden opportunity. Yes, a couple of firms failed and some were forced to merge. However, the surviving entities came back bigger and stronger and more powerful. By rights, their stockholders should have been wiped out, and their bondholders should have become stockholders. By rights, those who committed wholesale fraud to create the housing bubble should be on trial or in prison. In exchange for the bailout, the banks could have been forced to write down mortgages, cut back on bonuses, and take other actions that would promote improvements for the rest of the population. Instead, homeowners, workers, public employees, and those who utilize government services have been forced to pay the costs associated with the financial meltdown. So what does Hillary Clinton think about this? If the campaign for the Democratic Party nomination is nothing but a coronation, she might dodge that issue. The only hope for the populist wing of the Democratic Party is either for Secretary Clinton to experience a personal conversion or to feel herself pushed by a strong opponent in the primaries, or maybe a groundswell of complaints about the non-recovery for the 99%. I urge people, demand from her a detailed statement of her views on the policies enacted to combat the financial crisis and the Great Recession. What does she think of what was done? What would she have done differently? And why? In 2008, she realized her vote in favor of the Iraq War had been a big mistake. Will she own up to a similar view of her vote in favor of the bailout with not enough strings?